The issue of immigration also factors into our next story from the Central European nation of Hungary. It held a general election Sunday that's expected to give the nation's incumbent leader, Prime Minister Viktor Orbán, another term. He and his political party have campaigned on an anti-immigration platform. They've had enough support in the government to make major changes to Hungary's laws, increasing governmental controls over the media, the bank, the high court, and outside organizations. Hungary is part of the European Union, a political and economic partnership of 28 European countries, but EU leaders are concerned that Hungary's democracy is being weakened by its increasingly powerful government.
Hungarian politics may not be on your radar, but this EU country is starting to drift away from the West and back into Russia's sphere of influence. This is Hungary's Prime Minister, Viktor Orbán. Back in 1989, he was calling for Soviet troops to leave the country. Fast forward almost 30 years, and here he is, one of Russian President Vladimir Putin's closest allies. So how did Orbán go from pro-Western activist to Russian ally? Orbán, like Putin, has consolidated control of the country's media. And Orbán, like Putin, has cracked down on non-governmental organizations. Russia's influence can be seen in other ways too. Back in 2014, Moscow made a $10.8 billion loan to Hungary. Ostensibly, it was to fund the expansion of Hungary's only nuclear Soviet-era power plant. But critics said it would only increase Hungary's dependence on Russia. The deal was finally given the go-ahead by the EU this year. Orbán's government stands by its record and denies any Russian influence.
There's not one element of our policies and not one element of our decisions that can suggest to you that we are closer to Russia and Mr. Putin in any way than any Western European country.
It's one thing to patch up a crack in the wall, the floor, or the driveway, but what do you do about this? The crack in the earth is more than 50 feet wide in some places and 50 feet deep, and it reportedly followed heavy rains and some ground vibration last month in the eastern African country of Kenya. Scientists say this is evidence of plate tectonics, the theory that giant chunks of the Earth's crust and upper mantle are slowly shifting and breaking in some places. One area where two such plates are thought to meet is the East African Rift, and that's near where this is going on. So does this mean that part of the African continent will eventually break off? Maybe, but it's probably nothing for us to worry about. If this is part of a breakup between the East African Rift and the rest of the continent, scientists say it won't be complete for tens of millions of years.